Hi, Hope family. The Nichols want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas season. We do miss our time together and our fellowship. As you can see, we're missing John and Madeline. One of us has adopted a very pajama pant slash sweat pant look. Some of us have haircuts that definitely say it's been a rough year. But we do miss you. We wish you a very happy holiday season. We know it's rough for some of us, and we have all of you in our prayers. We hope to see you earlier than later in 2021, and that we have a blessed rest of this year, and we hope a very blessed 2021. We miss you. We look forward to seeing you, and we hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, Hope. Good morning. I wish I could see you, but at least you can see me. I just want to wish you a meaningful Advent season. Keep safe. God bless.
Good morning, and welcome to Hope United Methodist Church. From wherever you are at, hopefully you are being safe, and we are grateful for you being with us today. A few announcements before we begin our time of worship this morning. First, our Advent Bible study has two more Mondays left. So if you want to jump in with us, let me know. Those emails go out weekly, and I can send you old ones if you want to catch up on any reading. Also, I still have some Advent take-home kits, so if you want one, let me know. Finally, two things. Please note that our Christmas Eve service will be online only this year as we seek to make sure that everyone stays as safe as possible. So please plan to join with us online at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And note that it's going to be a celebration of music, Christmas Eve kind of service. So bring your singing voices and your singing self to your streaming device of choice. If you want candles like this one for the singing of Silent Night at the end of the service, one of them was in your Advent take-home kit, but if you need more or want more, let me know, and I can drop some off for you. Finally, if you want a phone call from me, or you want me to come sit outside, I'll bundle up, don't worry, and visit with you, let me know, and I'm happy to do that, but it helps if you let me know that you want something like that. I am trying to call people here and there, but if you let me know you want a phone call or a visit, it helps me get to you quicker. Now, let us take a deep breath, settle ourselves as we prepare for worship, and let us listen now to our prelude.
join me in the call to worship. Our souls magnify the Lord. Our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior. The Mighty One has done great things for us. Holy is God's name. Let us worship God. For God is our Maker and our Redeemer. From generation to generation, God gives mercy.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our joy.
Mom, the candle looks like...
May the joyful promise of your presence, O God, make us rejoice in the hope of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
Now let us join in our next, or our hymn, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. In our time of prayer, let us join in our unison prayer. My soul reaches out to God. My spirit rejoices in my Savior. God sees that the humble heart is open and implants his vision into it. We are wombs of the divine. Through giving birth to vision, all generations can be blessed. Those who revere God will find her merciful, but the proud will see only judgments. Those who empty themselves of selfishness will be lifted up to God, but those who cling to power cannot be lifted. Those who are satiated have no room to receive, but the hungry will be filled with good things. Amen. As we continue our time of prayer, let us now meditate and pray and reflect silently on those things that are in our hearts, our minds, and our souls as we listen to music. Lord, we spend this moment before you in prayer. We know that you are with us, and we ask you to help us feel your presence. Lord, these times we are in feel anything but jolly. They do not feel like the holiday that we know. They feel instead like a foreign land, and we find ourselves weeping by the shores of the river in Babylon. We, Lord, are in exile, but even as we find ourselves in this place, we know that you are with us. We know that nothing can take you from us, and we know that nothing can stop the love of Christ from coming down at Christmas into our hearts. Lord, we have many who we name in our hearts before you this day, and especially we pray for Jay Taylor, we pray for the Collins family, we pray for Ed Kaneen. We pray for the Reverend Deb Quillen, who is home and continuing her recovery with COVID. We pray for the one who infected her with COVID because they chose not to remain in quarantine as they were supposed to. We pray for Yvette's father. We pray for a family friend of the Kaneens named Michael. We pray for McCaleb. All of those who are struggling, especially with COVID, Lord. There is much in these days that weighs upon us, O Lord. But in this moment and in this time and in this space, we set them down and give them to you. We unshackle ourselves from the burdens, and instead we spend a moment resting in your presence, as you have told us that we will. Lord, we come before you wherever we are at to be in your presence, to unite ourselves more fully with you each and every day as we strive to deepen our journey and our discipleship. We prepare in this season to remember the coming of your Son amongst the world and to ready ourselves to welcome him yet again, to change our hearts and our lives in the spaces where change is needed. Be with us as we engage in that difficult work, Lord. And while we are in exile, it may seem as though our words fail us. Our memories grow hard to recall. And we may feel as though we are losing our way. But then we remember that you gave much instruction. You lifted up much that was important. And you taught us a great many things so that when those times would happen in our lives, we would be ready. And including in that, you taught us about the importance of prayer. And then you gave us a prayer that we could pray. And so we join now in that prayer as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mrs. Schroeder. You might have forgotten. We haven't seen each other for a really long time. Today I want to talk to you about unexpected joys. You know, every year I get a calendar, a big paper calendar, and I put it in my kitchen, and I write all the birthdays, and I make sure all the holidays are on it, so I know what to expect during the year, all the good things that are going to happen. But the things that aren't on that calendar are the unexpected little things that come along. We can all see them, the kids and the adults. Let me explain what I'm talking about. One time last summer when we couldn't go anywhere and my daughter was stuck in the house forever, it seemed like, I said, hey, go get your shoes on. Let's go to the store. Well, that was a surprise in itself because she wasn't going to the store with me. So we got in the car and we drove and drove and she wondered where we were going. I passed right by the grocery store and then I turned into Dairy Queen. Oh my gosh, talk about unexpected. She was so excited about that. Let me tell you about another thing. When I was little, we didn't have computers or internet, so we played outside all the time. We went ice skating in the winter and rode our bikes in the summer. You know, there's a pool here in Bedford, and some of you belong to the pool. Well, I grew up in Walton Hills, and they had a lake. But they had a swim team, and I joined the swim team. Now, if you know anything about swim teams, they have races with other teams, and you have to swim really fast. Well, I wasn't really fast. So when there's two of us and two of them, guess which place I came in all the time? Fourth place. But that was okay because I was having fun. But one time, just one time out of all the years I swam, I came in first place in one of the races. Talk about unexpected joy. It was actually a miracle, I think. And one last example I want to tell you about. Last summer, we would go for walks to get some exercise because we couldn't go to the gyms. And we'd go around in our neighborhood, my daughter and I, and we'd get to a corner and I'd say, which way should we go, left or right or straight? And she would tell me and we would just walk according to how she felt like going. And one day she said, well, let's go left here. And we walked down the street and all of a sudden I saw it, a purple crocus growing up right next to the base of a huge tree right next to the sidewalk. Now, this was pretty early, and there was no leaves on the trees and no flowers anywhere, just that one purple crocus. And I think we went that way just to see that. It was beautiful to me. Maybe not to her, but for me, it was unexpected, and it was a joy for sure. You can see joys every day if you just open your eyes and open your heart. Think rainbows. They come once in a while. Right now, we are in the season of Advent, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when we are expecting something good to happen. We're expecting the birth of Jesus. And, you know, I'm not sure when he was being born that everybody was expecting a baby. They were expecting a savior, maybe a king, someone to lead them. But a baby and born in a stable? That was pretty unexpected. And it was the best small miracle we could ever have. Will you say a prayer with me before we go? Dear God, thank you for bringing us unexpected joys and showing us your small miracles every day, and especially for sending us Jesus as a baby to save us. Amen. And now we're going to start with our first lesson of the day. From Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and 8 through 11. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and exalted throne, the edges of his robe filling the temple. Winged creatures were stationed around him. Each had six wings. With two, they veiled their faces. With two, their feet. And with two, they flew about. They shouted to each other, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heavenly forces. All the earth is filled with God's glory. The doorframe shook at the sound of their shouting, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, whom should I send, and who will go for us? I said, I'm here. Send me. God said, go and say to this people, listen intently, but don't understand. Look carefully, but don't comprehend. Make the minds of this people dull, Make their ears deaf and their eyes blind, so they can't see with their eyes, or hear with their ears, or understand with their minds, and turn and be healed. I said, how long, Lord? And God said, until cities lie ruined with no one living in them, until there are houses without people and the land is left devastated. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word.
Our second lesson for today is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter, verses 46 through 55. Mary said, with all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on everyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone from one generation to the next who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. Let us join in singing hymn number 198, My Soul Gives Glory to My God. Today we light the candle of joy. Mean girls, they talk about how on Wednesdays they wear pink. Well, on the third Sunday of Advent, which is like Wednesday because it's like the third, you know, Wednesday is the third day of the week. Well, it's the third Sunday of Advent. We wear pink sometimes. But we light the candle of joy today. And the scripture that pairs with it is Mary's song, the Magnificat, her prophecy. This is Mary's response to the joy and the love and the glory that she carries within her, but also that is for the world. But we do not exist right now in times that may feel joyful. We may think to ourselves, look at the big picture. Look at the big scale. What is there to be joyful about? But if we ignore the little moments that bring joy, then we miss the point of what joy is. If we ignore the little moments that bring joy, we miss the point of the season in which we find ourselves. You see, joy is something that I think we often associate with big things. Birthdays, weddings, hopefully anniversaries, children coming into our lives one way or another. Just celebrations in general. The rest of them have escaped me. But I think we think joy and we think big things. But joy is often found in small things and in small places. Joy are the things that you laugh about hysterically and then cannot remember A, what you were laughing about, B, why it was funny, or C, any details at all, and yet you and your spouse look at each other, this is what happens to my wife and I all the time, look at each other and say, man, our daughter did something hilarious, and we laughed hilariously, and we can't remember what was so funny, but it was joyful. Joy are the little things in our lives that make it better each and every day. Joy overwhelms our life because of the fact that it's small and something easily missed in our daily walk. We find joy that overwhelms us even in the darkest of times. During the season of Advent, each Sunday we light a candle on our wreath. And so the theme of the season is this idea of starting in darkness and ending in light. And so on Christmas Eve, traditionally, we would all be in this room together and everyone would have a candle, or if you're really tiny like my kid, a glow stick, no open flames for her. And then we would sing Silent Night and we'd all have our candles and we'd turn the lights out and it would just be our light all shining. And you may think, well, we can't even do that this year, but that's sort of like a wedding ring, to be honest. And what I mean by that is that when we do a marriage, when I do a wedding, and we do the blessing and exchanging of rings, one of the things that I say is that the giving and receiving of these rings is an outward and invisible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. That the ring that we wear when we're married is something that signifies that which is within us, a covenant that we have made with one another, the love that we share. And that's what it is on Christmas Eve. That's what it is when we do the tiny candle, is it is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, of a love, of a joy, of a light of God that overwhelms our life. And we think to ourselves, I've only got one. Unless you're one of the lucky people that has a small child and you have to hold their candle for them, in which case you get two, which means you get bonus light. I have been the one to get my light taken away, so I laugh about that. I've also been the one to hold a light, so I laugh about that. But that's what it is. That's what Christmas becomes. And that's why we do the little candles, is it represents something for us that is within us in a way that we and others can see it. And that's what Mary is talking about in her prophecy, in her song today. She thinks to herself, I am nothing. I am nobody. I am unimportant. And I will admit that I feel that way about myself sometimes, that I don't truly matter in the big scheme of things. I don't have power, prestige, influence. Who am I? Most people don't know. And so I think to myself, what does it matter? What do I matter? But then, like Mary, I take comfort in knowing that each and every one of us do. because the Lord has come for each and every one of us to lift us up, to pull down the powerful and lift up the lowly, to come to the humble and to cast aside the proud. God came to us to let us know that it is those of us who feel like we maybe don't matter, who feel like we are invisible, and who feel as though this little light of mine is irrelevant, are truly the ones that matter. Christmas is about those who are just in the hills outside of the city, feeling unwelcome. That is what Mary says, and that is what she gives to us. And that is the joy that overwhelms our life, the knowledge that all of us are part of something bigger than ourselves, that God loves us, and that each and every one of us matter. Joy is powerful because it's infectious. In his novel, 1984, George Orwell talks about a government, a system that is set up to take everything away from the people. They reduce their language. They take away anything that might derive pleasure. Their food is bland. All because they don't want the people to have joy. They don't want the people to have real lives. They just want them to exist as a shell. Because if they believe that they have nothing and can be nothing, then things like what Mary talks about cannot come to pass. And that is the message the church should be spreading. And that is the message each and every one of us should carry in our hearts, is that we do matter. Because when we walk in this world and when we carry joy with us in this world, when we laugh about something small that we can't even remember the next day except to remember that it was hilarious, we become carriers and bearers of something more important than power and prestige. We become carriers of the good news that overwhelms our life and the lives of all of those around us. I want you to remember a family gathering. I don't want you to go to a family gathering, but I want you to remember a family gathering in which you were not in the room, but you heard laughter start taking place. And you walked into the room and then found yourself laughing, even though you were not part of whatever the joke was. I want you to remember a family gathering where that story was told for the 50th time. You all know the story. You've all got one. Every family's got one of those stories. For my family, it's the whatnot. The whatnot story. And we all know the story, but it's hilarious nonetheless. But despite having heard that story so many times, it still makes us laugh. Because joy has the power and is infectious, as is the word and promise of God. Mary's prophecy is powerful because it speaks to what truly matters in the kingdom of God, each and every one of us together. Not one over all, but all for one. All of us working together to infect one another with the joy, but nothing else. With joy that overwhelms the world until we all cannot help but have the light of God rekindled within us. So as you look to Christmas this year, and you think to yourself, what do I matter? What is joyful about this year? My challenge and my invitation to you is to reread the Christmas story, to revisit those things from your past that bring joy in your life, and then to find something to share with your family. Send a card of those memories. Send an email of those stories. Have a Zoom gathering where you can all laugh together despite the distance. But in the midst of everything going on, find a way to allow joy to overwhelm your life. Amen. Let us join in our next hymn, Star Child. It's 2095 in the Skinny Hymnal, which I doubt many of you would happen to have laying around your house. Find ourselves in our time of offertory, may you be in a spirit of generosity and giving with your whole life. May you be one who gives and receives joy this year. As we gather now from wherever we are, let us have a moment of silent reflection as we engage in a spirit of offering. Now let us join in our doxology. Desires good for all creatures, satisfy our hunger not just for food, but for freedom, truth, justice, and love. O risen Christ, you revealed yourself to us as one who gives to the poor and cares for all people. We dedicate our lives and our offerings to your service. O Holy Spirit, bless these gifts and abide in our hearts so that our gifts and our actions may live out our faith. Glorify God and bring forth a fruitful harvest for the kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May you be a people of joy. May you be a person of hope wherever you go, that all who see you would know you carry within you a light that is bigger than yourself, that you are one who truly radiates the glory of the Lord out into the world, that it would shine forth and overcome all that threatens to extinguish it. Amen. Let us join in our benediction response, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.